cry, scissors on the floor, scissors on the floor. What am I gonna do with my scissors on the floor? Pants on the ground, eh?
Got it, all right. Once I've got my scissors and I've cut the cord, get the end of it, cut it, like at an angle like that. Okay, it's kind of like, ooh, yuck, right? You get your lighter. Yeah, and just kind of lightly toast the edges, like if you're making marshmallows, see?
Wow, not bad, my friends.
Friends, it's beautiful. Okay, sorry. Now, what you're gonna do is you're gonna get about 8 inches. You're gonna have them both about the same length apart. So I put it across the fat part of my finger, see that? Very beautiful. And then I wrap it around the fat part of my finger and I make an X. Ooh, look. Looks like an X. And then, so what am I gonna do? I'm gonna do another one right next to it. So I have a double X. So it's like a skinny part of the X and then a fat part. All right, got that, cool. Then I'm just gonna scooch this down to the tip of my finger. You might have to rewind this because this really got people's goat when I was teaching them how to do this live. And you have to really stretch your arm out and get the other two ends of the string. And then you get the both ends and you stick them through the back. Pretty simple. And don't let go of your X. Actually, but if this is real life and you have an X, you better get rid of your X because your future, whoever you're dating or whoever you're married to, or whatever, you know what I mean. They just won't like your X hanging around. But in the case of making rosaries, you want to hang on to your X until it's time to let go. Once you've tied the knot, you must let go of your X. All right, so here we are. We have a knot there. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. All right, that's part one. That's the easiest thing. So we have our two things together, strings, yeah, yeah. We melted the ends, or you tape the ends. Now you tie two knots, so we have all like 29 feet of cord on one end, and you have like 8 inches of cord on the other end, right? Got it, good. What you do is you have your string, you get the long ends, you stick one bead through the cord, nice. Then you get the other cord, and you stick it in the other way. So you have kind of like an X, right? And then you just keep pulling, and pulling, and pulling, and pulling, and pulling, and pulling, and pulling, until you've got, and this is ugly right there, so I want to straighten that out. Alright, almost. Oop, there we go. So we got something that looks like this. And if that's a little blurry, I can't tell, so I'm gonna go and show you. We got something that looks like this. And see how you can imagine what that would be like pulling the bead? Oh, that's so fun! I can't wait till my rosary's done and I can keep track of my Hail Marys! Alright! Alright, so I'm gonna fill this thing up with 10 beads. I'm gonna go ahead and show you these 10 beads. And while I'm doing these, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about whatever I feel like. Just because you're watching my video, if you don't want to listen to my talk, then you should go somewhere else. I'm a girl.
I'm a girl.
I'm a girl. If a guy's got issues with their purity, well, that's their problem. Why should I have to change what I wear? But guess what, little mama? You're made in the image and likeness of God. Your actions should reflect that. And the church actually has universal norms for modesty and dress. No matter, regardless of the fashion, right is right, good is good, holy is holy, unholy is unholy, and our bodies are, they're sacred and they're holy. We are physically attracted to people of the opposite sex, especially when their bodies are young and beautiful, and even when they're old and falling apart, we should still be modest, because, oh, that's the worst thing ever, man. Like, yeah, a young and beautiful lady who's dressed immodestly will lead a man to sin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's the worst thing you can imagine, but
an old and immodest lady makes me want to vomit.
What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10. Once you've got your 10 beads, look like I have here, you see how they're all nice and even and straight? And they're not like wrapped up, and you can just straighten those out on your own by pulling them back and forth and pulling the cord the way you need to pull it to make sure that they're nice and straight, right? So now you're gonna do just as I did before, but this time you're gonna leave about an inch or half an inch, and you're gonna put the cord on your finger just like I did before, showing you with the two strings. You're gonna wrap it around once, making the X. Wrap it around a second time. Got it? And then you're gonna get the two strings. And this is like you pull a long way stick it through the back. Come on, man. All right. All right. Then you pull, and you twist, and then there you go. There's your decade. So go ahead and make four more decades. This is the first decade. Go ahead and make four more decades like this, and then I will tell you what to do after that. So yeah, anyways, I'll go ahead and conclude. With this whole modesty thing, I'm gonna be making a video, and I want it to be effective, but at the same time, I have to be sensitive to the woman's needs. Because most girls don't understand, and most girls, I would say, dress immodestly, and they're gonna make excuses, and they're gonna get all emotionally bent out of shape because they've been dressing bad, and they're gonna be like guilty of committing a wrong, what they really didn't mean, and you know, and it's just difficult. It's a difficult time, and they make, oh, it's so hot. Guess what? I'm hot. I'm wearing dress pants and a dress shirt. All right. Anyways. So I need to be sensitive to those needs, and my temperament is choleric, and if you know anything about choleric temperaments, we tend to be insensitive to the needs of others, although I think I'm a pretty sensitive guy. But, for the most part, there is no excuse for immodesty. The universal norms, just FYI if you're wondering, are your clothing should not come above the knee, it should not be low cut where I can see your cleavage, 4 inches, two inches ideal, 4 inches is tolerated, and it should not be shorter than a quarter length sleeve. Quarter length sleeve is what's tolerated. Anything short of that is intolerable. You're immodest after that. And this goes for at any time. That means swimming, volleyball, there's no excuse for immodesty at any time. And so it's gonna be extremely countercultural, and we're Catholic, and that's what we're called to be. So I'm gonna catch up. I'm gonna make these five decades all together, and then I'll catch back up with you in a second.